What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022, getting into the month here. 27 days until I turn 70 years old. Boy, I'm having a hard time adjusting to that. When I was a little kid, I mean, there were old people all around me, my grandparents and aunts and uncles and everything. And I don't recall ever once when I was a little kid ever stopping to imagine what it would be like when I got old. It just was completely beyond consideration at that point. And now here I am, and I'm looking back at all those opportunities I had to do bad things that I passed up because I was a good moral little kid, and saying, why? You should have gone for it, you know? Always yields to temptation. You may not get another chance. That's my new motto here. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. It's another very, very busy news day. There's a lot going on. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Earlier today, Nancy Pelosi did land in Taiwan. And the plane had been sort of shuttling around there, and everybody was watching what's going on here. The flight tracker websites were completely swamped from people trying to find out where the airplane was here. And apparently Nancy Pelosi's Air Force plane was escorted into Taipei with a flight of F-15 fighters to try and make sure that nothing untoward was going to happen toward her, to her. And Nancy Pelosi's been greeted by Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and Sandra Kudryk, the top U.S. representative in Taiwan. And Nancy Pelosi got on the ground there and made her first statement, basically saying that... let's see, where is that here? She said, basically, our congressional delegation's visit to Taiwan honors America's unwavering commitment to supporting Taiwan's vibrant democracy. This is not going to go well with the government of Beijing. It's not even going all that well with Washington, D.C., and a lot of the people of the Biden administration are already trying to disconnect and move away from Nancy Pelosi and say, no, no, we're not changing the one China policy. And it's almost looking like Nancy Pelosi has kind of gone rogue on this. Of course, on the other hand, if whatever it is they're trying to do falls apart, Nancy Pelosi will get the blame and Joe Biden will continue running for the Democrats for the midterm elections. Now, over at Russia Today, there is a military analyst who was being interviewed saying that it appears the United States is intentionally trying to start a conflict with China, and could very well be the case. And they may have set Nancy Pelosi up to be the next Archduke Ferdinand, whose assassination would herald a new world war. And certainly from Biden's point of view, he certainly can't run on the disaster in Afghanistan. Ukraine is not going well, despite all the positive spin from the corporate media and the Democrats. Russia is clearly winning that one. And so it looks like there's going to be a desperate attempt to shift the war focus onto another country, either China or Iran, in order to go to the midterm election saying we are victorious, at least some of the time here. And meanwhile, as Pelosi's plane was landing in Taipei, China closed the airspace above the Taiwan Strait, trying to send a message there. And there is a report that Taiwan mobilized all their air defenses, essentially putting the country on a war footing. They are expecting something to happen from China as a result of Pelosi's visit. And we're dealing with a bunch of players here who have painted themselves into a geopolitical corner, and they can't back down. And the part that really concerns me the most is the people in Washington, D.C. don't seem to really understand the Asian mindset, especially where it comes to saving face. And the Biden administration has put Beijing into a situation where Beijing is not going to back down. And maybe that was the intention. We're going to goad China into making some kind of a military action, and we'll be off with war on China, and those voters will forget all about the economy and the open border and Afghanistan and Ukraine, and we'll be out there dealing with, you know, the new version of the Red Menace. Now, China is out there saying that whatever is about to happen, whatever the consequences of Pelosi's Taiwan visit may be, the U.S. bears full responsibility. Okay, that the U.S. sending Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan is the initiating event for all that is about to follow. And yeah, they're certainly right about that. This was a very provocative thing for the U.S. to do. And Nancy Pelosi's comments about democracy in Taiwan is almost tailor-made to anger the Chinese government in Beijing. Another story, this one coming on out from Russia today, saying that China is ready to bury invading enemies. Well, nobody is talking about invading China, at least not yet. But there does seem to be a lot of tension around Taiwan and the possibility that something may happen there. China has dispatched warplanes that are flying along the median line dividing the Taiwan Strait. Now, if you look at a map of that Taiwan Strait, half of it is considered mainland China's territory. The other half is considered Taiwanese airspace. China has been flying their warplanes along that dividing line to send a message. And China has clearly escalated its military presence in the Taiwan Strait, coincident with Nancy Pelosi's visiting of Taiwan. And apparently China has announced that they are going to increase their nuclear testing, and they don't care who knows about it. They're expanding their nuclear test facility in the Xinjiang Linghur Autonomous Region, and satellite photos are showing there's a lot of new construction there of facilities, and so they're going to be gearing up to test and develop new nuclear weapons. Now, there's been a whole bunch of footage all over social media, and I want to stress going on into this, this is unverified. And remember, truth is the first casualty of war, and especially when you're trying to provoke a conflict someplace, there's going to be a lot of misrepresentation. So with that caveat, there are videos showing large numbers of armored vehicles, helicopters, and other military hardware supposedly videoed in Fujian province, which is right across the strait from Taiwan. And again, these videos are all over, but again, they are unverified. We have no provenance where they were actually shot, when they were actually shot. So caution is required here. Another report, this was a Twitter feed saying that 8 F-15 fighters and 5 tanker aircraft took off from Okinawa, which is 385 nautical miles from Taiwan. This report is also unverified. Could be happening, may not be happening, but again, we have to be very, very careful that we don't fall into a trap laid by propagandists to say, yes, let's go into China, it's going to be fun, we're all going to have fortune cookies to last us the rest of our life, which is nonsense, by the way. China did not invent the Chinese fortune cookie, that was invented in San Francisco. A little bit of history there for you. Okay, so Taiwan has mobilized their air defenses. The country is on a war footing. Meanwhile, the White House is warning China not to escalate the situation over Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. Look who's talking. It's the U.S. that has been escalating the situation, sending Pelosi to Taiwan, selling more weapons to Taiwan, sending U.S. naval warships through the Taiwan Strait. And, yeah, we know who the aggressor is and who the provocateur is in this situation. It is the United States. Meanwhile, Russia has issued a statement regarding Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. They describe it as a purely provocative act. Yes, they're right about that. And Russia has declared it stands in absolute solidarity with China. So Russia is sending a message. If the U.S. starts a war with China, that will also mean war with Russia. And it's very problematic whether the United States could defeat China in a conventional war or Russia in a conventional war. Trying to defeat both of them at the same time, that's a long shot at best. And both China and Russia are, of course, nuclear powers with missiles able to reach the United States mainland. Good reason to calm everything down, but calm voices apparently are not welcome in the halls of power in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, China has sort of tipped its hand what may be coming. They've announced they're going to speed up the reunification process with comprehensive action. And what that is saying is that China is going to retake control of Taiwan by military means in response to Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island. Okay. Meanwhile, United States carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, and the F-35B Big Deck is operating near Taiwan. So they're sending all these weapons into the area. So it's really getting intense over there, and something could happen literally at any minute. Now, over at Smoothie X12 Blogspot, they have an article that gets back to the comment I just made about let's invade China because Afghanistan didn't go well, Syria's not going well, Russia's not going well, and the article is titled "The Oldest Trick in the Book." And it says the reason the United States sent Pelosi to Taiwan to just stir trouble up there is because they're trying to distract you, the American voter, from the economic catastrophe that is unfolding here in the United States. And, take attention away from the lost cause in Ukraine. And so, that's what happens. Change the story, change the focus. Remember with the Beirut barracks was bombed and all those Marines were killed, and then 24 hours later the U.S. invades Grenada to shift the focus. You know, forget about all those dead Marines, we're going into Grenada and we're going to rescue all those medical students who really didn't want to be rescued, I should point out there. Okay, so that's where we are. We're going to do some more international news, but this China thing, one mistake and we will be in a shooting war in the Pacific. Turning to our domestic politics here, Joe Biden is seeing a massive drop in support from Asian American voters. Now, this is going along with his drop in the black voters and the Hispanic voters. And as a matter of fact, right now, Joe Biden has the lowest quarterly approval rating of any president since they began keeping records. He's just down there in the basement. He is unelectable at this particular point. Okay, now getting into other politics, a lot of primary elections are happening around the country. And down in Missouri, the former governor, Eric Greitens, has accepted Donald Trump's endorsement at the St. Louis rally. And says he's the MAGA champion endorsed by President Trump. Now, over in Arizona, everybody is watching the Republican primary there, and they're looking at Carrie Lake, who's endorsed by Donald Trump, and her opponent is the current Arizona governor, who has outspent Carrie Lake by five times more money, and Mike Pence endorsed the Arizona governor. He has had $18.3 million, and Carrie Lake is ahead of him by double-digit poll numbers, depending upon who you ask, because apparently over at Fox News, they're trying to talk up the governor for the primary. And they're actually out there claiming that Carrie Lake is up maybe 1% in the polls. And that is absolutely flat out lie. But then again, at this point, anything coming from the corporate media, assume it is a lie. Assume it is propaganda. Assume it is there to trick you into doing what the power elite want you to do. Now, getting into other news, we've been talking lately about all these revelations about how the FBI mislabeled hard evidence on the Hunter Biden laptop as disinformation to discourage the media from covering it. Other evidence has gone missing here. And there is an article over at Blabber Buzz saying that it's inescapable that the FBI has been covering up for Hunter Biden for the last 2 years. They are not doing the job that we, the American people whose taxes pay for the FBI, are being told that they do. The FBI is acting as a modern-day American version of the Gestapo, protecting those in power from those of us who pay the bills. And they're very nervous about that. Now, over in the Congress, they're now getting on the case of the Secret Service regarding the missing text messages and certain documents that went missing regarding the January 6th protest. And for the Secret Service, now, the Secret Service is one of those government entities where you think, this is the best of the best. You know, they're protecting the lives of the president and top officials. They're out there dealing with counterfeiters. You wouldn't think that there would be bad people in the Secret Service. Unfortunately, the fact that the Secret Service stood down and did nothing during the John F. Kennedy assassination should have told you what's going on. So anyway, there's a story out of Station Gossip where apparently federal prosecutors have charged two Middle Eastern men for posing as Department of Homeland Security agents, giving expensive gifts to Secret Service agents in exchange for favors. These two gentlemen gave free apartments, iPhones, surveillance systems, drones, and other tools to the Secret Service agents. And four Secret Service officers, including one that's assigned to protect the First Lady, have now been placed on leave. So I guess, you know, if there's something that we can say about America in the 2020s, we are easy to corrupt. And, for people my age, you understand that's kind of a new thing. We know there's always been some corruption in our country, in the government. There's always a little corruption going on. It's unavoidable. But in this case, we seem to be dealing with an entire population that has decided it's okay to be corrupt. You know, so somebody gives me a few $1,000 to lose some paperwork. You know, I can buy my kid a Ski-Doo or something like that. And it's become acceptable. Now, when I was a kid, you know, corruption was considered really bad, sinful, unethical, immoral thing to do, down there along the same level as child molestation. But it seems like in today's society, certainly under the liberal agenda, that crime and corruption and pedophilia and all this other thing, well, that's just a part of society and we shouldn't get upset about it. And I'm upset about it. I don't like living in a country that is for sale, where everybody is for sale. You know, for enough money, we'll, you know, sell our own children to you or something. Okay, now out in Arizona, where they're very concerned about election fraud, especially with this Kerry Lake highly contested election going on there, Arizona Patriots are holding tailgate parties around the ballot drop boxes. They couldn't get the ballot drop boxes outlawed, so what the Arizona people are doing, they're throwing tailgate parties around the ballot boxes. So if you come up to the ballot box with an armful of ballots, witnesses will be there to see you and take pictures of you. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea. Under the First Amendment, these people are allowed to peacefully assemble and petition for the redress of grievances, in this case, massive election fraud. So hats off to those people in Arizona. And as we get closer to the midterms, this might be something worth organizing on a nationwide scale. Have a tailgate party around the ballot drop boxes to make sure it's one vote per person only. I think that's a good idea, and I think we need to start organizing for that. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the domestic political scene here. And over at Ron DeSantis' office, the deputy press secretary, Brian Griffin, has revealed that The View actually came on out and asked if Ron DeSantis would consent to a guest appearance on The View. And I know The View is desperate for viewers. They have been in decline for quite some time. I hope Ron DeSantis understands this would be an ambush interview, and he would be well advised to steer clear of that particular group of people. All righty. Now, let's see. There's this meme that's running all over social media, and it's very obviously somebody put this together in software. And it shows Biden being distracted by an ice cream truck that drives behind, and he wanders off here. And, you know, it's a very clever edit and everything. But apparently Reuters thought that this was somebody's actual attempt to make Joe Biden look ridiculous. And they did a fact check on it and said, no, this was actually being made in Photoshop or something. We all knew that. I mean, you know, it was humor. And but Reuters came on out and said, yes, we've looked into it, and that this did not happen. We know it didn't happen, Reuters. We actually were smart enough to pick up on that. Speaking of media, Congress is still working on antitrust legislation for big tech. Now, over the last couple of years, Americans have grown to distrust big tech, and this lack of trust is happening on both the right and the left sides. Conservatives point to big tech's tendencies to censor users and viewpoints that don't toe the left-wing agenda. Meanwhile, left-wingers claim that big tech isn't doing enough to crack down on conservatives. You know, you can't please everybody, and you should stop trying to do that. But growing unrest with big tech is powering a move in Congress for antitrust legislation to break up big tech into lots of small little social media platforms to preserve a diversity of opinion. And they're a little behind the time because the big social media companies, Google, Twitter, Facebook, so forth and so on, are losing users. They're faking the number of users they've got, as this whole Twitter Elon Musk brouhaha revealed. And there are new social media platforms like VK, Getter, Parler, TLB Talk, Truth Social Media, that's Trump's new one, that are censorship-free, and people are moving over and using those. And so should you, by the way. Okay, now getting into COVID-19, we've had a little bit of a whiplash with Joe Biden. Last week, he tested positive for COVID. Then at the end of the week, they said he was negative. He could go back to work. And then yesterday, they came out and said, well, he tested positive again. And the obvious implication is the testing systems don't work, but they don't want to admit that. So White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre came on out saying that, well, actually, Biden has lingering symptoms from his COVID, and that resulted in a false positive yesterday. Okay, trust us, the tests work, the shots work, the masks work. You know, believe us, we would never lie to you. Okay. Over at Pfizer, it's been a good year for them. They have shattered profit records, and they're continuing to raise prices on these taxpayer-funded, liability-free products. So these vaccines that you were getting have turned out to be the most expensive free shots of all time. And the net income is up 78% to $9.9 billion just for this quarter. It's, you know, it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the Benjamins. They're just raking in the dough like crazy. And, of course, anybody invested in the pharmaceutical companies, which includes members of Congress, they're raking in the dough as well. It's all about the Benjamins. And, hey, if some people die or suffer injury, you're really being picky. You know, more or less, most people are not being harmed by this stuff, and it's making money, so that makes it okay. Now, this next story literally made me ill when I read it. This is coming out of NewsTarget.com, and they're talking about the fact that mothers who get the COVID vaccines can pass on the harm to their unborn babies. And apparently there was this woman who got the COVID-19 vaccine when she was pregnant. And when the baby was delivered, they had to immediately amputate one arm because it was just filled with blood clots. And there were also blood clots in his brain. And so the kid is basically, you know, he was delivered with a cesarean, and basically effectively had a stroke because of his mother's back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. And just in time for the midterm elections, there is a director of a big pharma company in India, Bharat Biotech, is out there predicting there will be a new COVID variant that will evade vaccines by November, just in time for the midterm elections in order to force us all to vote by mail. And isn't it amazing how they always seem to know these pandemics are on the way, but they're not able to actually prevent them from happening? Yes, this horrible disease is coming. Well, if you know it's coming, stop it. Well, we can't do that. Too much money to be made shooting vaccines into your arms here. And we've got to win those midterm elections. We got to steal those midterm elections here. Now, interesting little story. This came out of Global Research, and they're talking about this sudden outbreak of hepatitis among children. And according to the research so far, they don't know what's causing it. Well, according to virologist Dr. Anne Catherine Engwall, this hepatitis is a direct result of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. And that's really what's scary about all these experimental gene therapy shots here, is that we're still discovering the harm they cause. You know, it's not like you get the shot, and if nothing happens in 2 weeks, you're in the clear. Some of these side effects are not showing up for months, possibly even years. And that's how scary it can get. Now, I love how the defenders of the vaccines and Big Pharma come, you know, trust the science. You've got to trust the science. And then you hold up the science that says there's a problem. And they say, no, don't trust that science. Trust this science over here. Well, there's an article over at shtfplan.com. And it basically is reporting that the vast majority of pharmacology, psychiatry, vaccine science, and published research is fraudulent. Okay? And, you know, these scholarly articles are bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical companies to basically justify a product. You know, I've invented this new molecule here that I can patent, and I go on out giving educational grants or research grants to about five or six scientists who write a glowing study on the benefits of this, whatever it is I've come up with in my Petri dish. And then I'm able to go to the advertisers and say, I have these scholarly articles by these well-known, well-funded researchers saying that this is a good medication and we're going to go out and sell it. That's really how it unfortunately does work here. And so according to this article, they have gone back and taken a look, and they discovered that decades of Alzheimer's research was faked. The antidepressant serotonin research was all faked. Remember, we had that report that came out of Britain a couple of weeks ago showing that serotonin levels in your brain have got nothing to do with depression. And yet the largest selling antidepressant are the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which have some serious side effects like shooting up schools and suicides and stuff. Okay, and so you know they're specifically pointing out the entire industry of antidepressant drugs is based on fraud. And I think we did a story about this time last year where there was this scientific journal that had to pull 1/3 of the articles in their archives when it came on out. It had all basically been bought and paid for propaganda to sell products. Okay, and again, this gets back to my comment about how easily it's become to corrupt Americans. You know, integrity is a thing of the past here. You know, oh, here's a free vacation to Hawaii. Just write something positive about what we're doing over here. Okay. So there we are. Now, let's talk about monkeypox, okay? Out in California, Governor Gavin Newsom has declared monkeypox is now a state of emergency. We're going to deal something about that. Over at globalresearch.ca, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus basically came on out saying that the monkeypox outbreak is happening primarily among men who have sex with other men. Remember, we had that story, I think it was last week. Two kids had come down with monkeypox who were known to have been associating with gay men. Okay, and so this Dr. Tedros is out there saying monkeypox is affecting men who have sex with men. Now, can you remember back during when COVID first started, you weren't allowed to go to church, weren't allowed to go to the movies, weren't allowed to go to the shopping malls, weren't allowed to go to bars and restaurants and the rest of it? Well, despite that, and even though Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency for monkeypox, the state of California is still allowing a gay leather kink festival to go ahead. Okay, this is from the same government that banned kids from going to school due to COVID. But we don't want to upset the gay vote here. And so they're going to have this little festival where they're out there demonstrating different forms of kink and other opportunities for infection there. By the way, quick little definition. You know the difference between kinky and perverted? Kinky is using a feather to tickle your lover. Perverted is using the whole chicken. So we have that term of craft all straightened out. You can write that down in your little notebook here. Over in New York City, Mayor Adams has declared a state of emergency over monkeypox. And, and we're seeing a repeat of what happened during HIV/AIDS when they pointed out correctly that it seemed to be affecting the gay population primarily, and the gay politicians came on out and said, "You're stigmatizing us. You're using this to demonize our chosen lifestyle." And again, some very poor public health decisions were made on the basis of political expediency. Okay, and as if we weren't dealing with enough stuff right here. This being summer, this is tick season, and we are seeing tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease have skyrocketed 357% in rural America, which is where I happen to be sitting, but so far we haven't had too much of a problem with ticks this summer. All right, let's get into the international news. Now, yesterday, Joe Biden got on TV to announce a victory in the war on terror, and basically how they'd used a drone strike to take out al-Qaeda's number two man, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and said that there were no civilians harmed, not even Zawahiri's family, who were presumably sitting around him, and they used two Hellfire missiles to take him out. And Biden was out there saying he carved a trail of murder and violence against American citizens, blah, 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 blah. Now, Zawahiri must be a vampire or he must be a zombie, because the U.S. government has announced his death several times before. Most recently back in 2020 when it was announced he had died of asthma. But you can't keep a good man down. And a good villain is always useful for the propaganda. And out on social media, people are already calling this out, saying, look, they've already claimed to have killed this guy four or five times. It is. It's more propaganda. It's more lie. Biden is desperate to look good. I got this al-Qaeda guy. No, you didn't. He's either still alive or he died a long time ago. Remember when they did that attack where they claimed they got Osama bin Laden up in Abbottabad, and it turned out it wasn't Osama bin Laden, because the real bin Laden had died in December of 2001 of natural causes. But they kept the myth of bin Laden going to keep you scared, to keep you supporting the war agenda. And they're doing it again here. And 6 months from now, Zawahiri will be back. And, they'll haul them out and say, booga, booga, be afraid, give us your money, give us your kids. And possibly tipping their hand on this came out of Sputnik News. The White House is saying that they know that this was Zawahiri that they killed because of visual confirmation, and they're admitting there's no DNA confirmation. Okay, there's this bloody spot on the ground. They looked at it and said, this must be Zawahiri. And that's what we're going to tell the American people. And again, getting on back to Osama bin Laden, do you remember all those fake photos of Osama bin Laden after he died of natural causes? And, people were pointing out how every time there was a new picture of Osama bin Laden threatening destruction to the United States, he kept getting younger and healthier looking. And his gray hair went away. And frankly, at the point where they went into Abbottabad, he was actually looking really good for a man with a terminal disease requiring dialysis, treatments every single day. All right. Now, a lot of people are already chastising Joe Biden for what came across as a gratuitous victory lap for claiming that he killed Zawahiri. And, basically after saying, I'm really great, we got him, and it's a really good thing. And people are slamming it as having been kind of a ridiculous display. And it really, really was, especially when you realize that they've claimed to have gotten the same guy several times before. Okay. So, anyway, another story that's come out from the White House is they're claiming that Zawahiri was staying at a house in Kabul that was linked to the Afghan Deputy Interior Minister. And I'm wondering if Biden's trying to come up with some way, some excuse, some justification to go back into Afghanistan to try and undo the political damage he suffered in that debacle. And Joe, I would leave well enough alone because you messed up Afghanistan and trying to go back on in, you're just going to make things worse. You really, really are. Meanwhile, getting on over to Ukraine, Joe Biden has authorized yet another $550 million military aid for Ukraine. Zelensky is out there thanking Biden for all that new money and says this will bring us closer to victory against Russia, which is not happening. And remember, there is no oversight for this money. Congress voted down having an inspector general verifying where this money went. So for all we know, it's going into Zelensky's pocket, the pockets of his friend. They may be taking the money and heading off to Monte Carlo for a wild weekend. We really don't know. Ukraine has turned into a giant money laundry for all that we know. And meanwhile, something to keep in mind, okay? To date, the United States has spent $54 billion, with a B, on Ukraine. While here in the United States, millions of people suffer in poverty. American citizens are sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters. And the government doesn't care. No, we need to send the money over to the war zones. We've got to fight the wars because wars are what make us great. No, they aren't. They really, really aren't. You look at what's happening to our inner cities. You look at the homeless problem. You know, and all the other ills of this country, because the country is being neglected, because all the money taken from the American taxpayer is not being spent on the American taxpayer. It's being spent on war. It's being spent on cronyism. It's being spent on drag queen story hours. It's being spent on the illegal immigrants. It's being spent on vaccines of dubious efficacy and known harm. We are a badly managed nation. We really, really are. Now, Donald Trump is out there looking at the situation in Ukraine, and he's saying that Ukraine should have made a deal with Putin to avoid the military conflict. And I'm in agreement, except that Trump, I don't think, is really cognizant of the extent to which Zelensky and his predecessor Poroshenko were obligated to the United States government, because it is the United States government that put them into power in Ukraine back in 2014 during that U.S.-backed coup d'etat against Yanukovych. And so Zelensky can't make a deal with Putin, because then his masters in the United States would arrange for a horrible, tragic accident to happen to him. Okay, meanwhile, Western experts, meaning the Eurozone, NATO, they are now strongly suggesting that the U.S. needs to start talks with Russia before the situation escalates past the point of no return. In other words, we start shooting each other and we're on the road to a nuclear conflict. Yeah, talking would definitely be better, but we have a government right now that sees its best chance of holding on to political power by being victorious in war. And right now, Biden is 0-2 in Afghanistan and Ukraine. And so he needs to have some kind of a war he can win, probably Iran. It's just insane here. All righty. Now, over on the border between Kosovo and Serbia, the border has now reopened after NATO-led peacekeepers oversee the removal of the roadblocks that protesters had set up in Kosovo, where political tensions have flared more than two decades since a NATO campaign of airstrikes drove out the Serbian forces. And basically, there is a sliver of land that is claimed by both sides, and they continue to argue over it. And now NATO's going to go on in and say, well, we're going to calm things down and probably we'll wind up with most of the land anyway. Now, Senator Josh Hawley yesterday said that he will vote against Finland and Sweden's bids to join NATO. This will go against most of the members of Congress from both sides of the aisle. You know, they all want Sweden and Finland to become a member of NATO to put more pressure onto Russia, leading to a glorious and spectacular war that they can all take credit for, assuming that we win, and pass the blame on to somebody else should we lose, because that's the way politicians tend to work. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. When we come on back, more news, and stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. And during the commercial break, I was looking over at the coverage of the Arizona primary. And the polls will close at 7 p.m. We won't get results until after that. But journalists are interviewing the voters, and they're finding out that the vast majority of voters in the primary are concerned about the education system and what they're teaching the kids, and election integrity. And, of course, that's going to be bad news for the Democrats all the way along here. All righty, getting on back to the international news here. There was a story that came out of Fox News, and this one pegged the needle on the bovine excrement meter. And the headline reads, Iran declares it can use nuclear missiles to turn New York into a hellish ruins. And the source for the story is a bunch of people I've never heard of before. You know, these media companies that supposedly represent the government of Iran. And frankly, this strikes me as being very, very suspicious. Now, we know that there's been all these public service announcements in New York on how to survive a nuclear attack. And making such a threat, first of all, it's out of character for Iran. Second of all the years of screaming, Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear bomb, something like 30 years they've been making that claim, and it has not happened. And the IAEA has never found any indications that Iran is working to develop a nuclear weapon, let alone a rocket that can reach from Iran to New York City. So this is absolute pure propaganda, you know, to pound the drums of war against Iran. And it's absolutely nonsensical. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like when they were saying Assad was gassing his own people. Why would he do that? You know, why not gas the invading enemy here? And by the way, you know, we look at how the government treats the military who's served there. I was a little surprised about this one. Apparently, on military bases around the world, the U.S. government maintains casinos, gambling casinos, slot machines, and the troops are dropping an estimated $100 million a year into these Defense Department-owned slot machines. You know, like the Department of Defense doesn't have enough money, so they're going to get these soldiers out there playing the slot machine and, you know, spending part of the money that they earn, which is not enough for what they do, by the way. I mean, talk about exploitation. It really is. Okay, getting into the economic news, the United States is hitting Iran with more sanctions targeting oil sales to East Asia. And this is another example of how the United States presumes to tell other countries who they may or may not do business with. And I think anybody looking at this with common sense would say it's the U.S. has nothing to say about it. It's Iran's oil and Iran's customers, and the U.S. has no business doing that. Okay, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We've already got a caller on the line, and we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
there was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.